addressing these conditions right now. Father, we know that you know about our conditions and you know what to do about it. We ask them that you prevail, that you come and see about us right now. Father, as we move from one good degree to another, we ask your blessing upon all our people in this county, in this country. Thank you for what you've done thus far. We thank you for what you're going to do in the future. And we bless your name in Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, the purpose of this meeting today is to consider preparing a local state of emergency for Tropical Storm Michael. But at this time, I'm going to ask Chuck Mensley to come and to give us the latest update of what we're looking at potentially.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Well, we're here on different circumstances, but it is Michael we're here to talk about this morning. We've been on calls all morning from 9 o'clock till latest 11:15. The first call came in from the National Weather Service, and they told us to expect a Category 1 to Strong 2. And by 11:15, that changed from a strong 3 to a possible 4, prepare for a 4. So that's where we are today. Christy, were you able to send over some of those over here?
I have copies here if I can hand it over.
Sure,
okay.
A strong 3 or a possible 4? The state's asking us to prepare for a 4, expect a strong 2 or 3.
Refreshing 4 is wind speeds is 101.
Plus 115, 3 is 115.
What is 4?
I don't have the scale for a 4. It's not good.
Storm surge.
Storm surge. The storm. If you have that track, you can turn to the track there. They predict the storm. The eye of the storm should come in west of us, over in the Gulf County area. It could go either way, and. We're going to anticipate significant storm surge and tornado activity. The window for the maximum storm surge at high tide is right through Taylor County. They're telling us 8 to 12 feet storm surge if it comes in at high tide. So that is a significant storm surge for our.
And this is going to be the Wednesday, Thursday morning?
Tuesday afternoon late, we should expect to feel some of the stronger winds, and then by midday Wednesday, they anticipate landfall.
And what kind of high tide?
I don't have a high tide chart.
Yesterday was around 1:30.
Middle of the day?
Yes.
Middle of the day. So,
Martin, no.
Well, I'm just going to give you the hurricane scale. Category 3 is 111 to 129 miles per hour. Category 4 is 130 to 166. And then Category 5 is 167 plus.
And 3 was what, 112?
111 to 129. Category 2 is 96 to 110.
Is that sustained? No.
So Wednesday's high tide for spring warriors is predicted at 3-4 o'clock afternoon.
4 o'clock afternoon.
So an impact was potentially when, did you say? Impact?
Impact landfall would be mid Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Just before the high tide. Yes, sir. They're going to watch it. We'll have another call at 5 and narrow the path down. But, you know, for the purpose of this meeting is to give you the best information to make a decision on your local state of emergency.
When is the next update that y'all will attend?
5 o'clock.
At 5. And so we'll be getting emails every time that y'all have a meeting to keep us abreast of the situation.
You will. And if there's anything earlier than that, we'll certainly push that out to you, with the next schedule call is fine.
Okay, so basically, just look for something really bad. Pray that it doesn't happen, but we're going to prepare for something really bad here. Now, a question that that I have is, of course, it's probably mandatory evacuation, right, which you're going to suggest?
I spoke to the sheriff this afternoon. He recommends a voluntary evacuation of the coastal areas today. We want to hold off on the mandatory evacuation, if we could, until our shelter at the school is up and operational. We spoke to the school superintendent. He's going to close the schools tomorrow and Wednesday.
And most likely Thursday, we'll have the shelters open at 2 o'clock tomorrow. So the school tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday.
Which schools are the shelters?
Perry Elementary. We just have one.
Just one at the Perry Elementary.
We have an overflow at the high school we can't use.
Madam Chair, could I interject that, I don't know if you're aware yet, that Tri-County is going to start pulling meters tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
It's on my list.
Which is, you know, will help generate people to evacuate, hopefully, but that still puts you kind of behind the, people should be evacuating today.
Yes, the sheriff, we have a 1:30 meeting with our commanders. We're going to give them direction to go out and start notifying the public of the voluntary evacuation today and the mandatory tomorrow once the shelter is open. I asked Tri-County, did they have specific locations and which meters they were going to pull? They couldn't give me that information today. They're going to wait and continue to watch.
Yeah, they told me tomorrow morning they would never
want to. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, another question. At what point will you close off the roads and then we need to know about re-entry? And again, a concern from the past, especially I remember with Hermine, is we had sightseers and looters. So what have y'all discussed in terms of all of that?
The sheriff has message to me that he got that same feedback from those residents. We're going to keep deputies, we're going to keep a law enforcement presence there until we get past the storm and those affected areas have recovered and before we let the general public back in. Now we'll have the pass in place for the landowners and residents to come back in, of course. What was the second part of your question?
Well, just, you know, the main thing is when will you close the roads off, then it was re-entry, and then the deal with the looters. And I know, you know, for us, the day after the storm, there were people, just lines of cars down there looking and picking up stuff and filming, and, you know, you're in a crisis situation, so just, you know, want to know how y'all going to deal with that.
I mean, it's hard to do. Houses destroyed from 9 foot storm surge. You finally get in there in your yard full of people. So it's still close.
Yes, sir. You're right. And the sheriff just told me we will have all hands on deck until we get through this and pass it and recover. We, when the winds are 45 miles per hour sustained, the emergency responders will no longer be dispatched to a call for help. So we encourage the citizens in those areas to get out early before that wind speed reaches 45.
One thing that last time during for me, and you know, a lot of the docks were blown off, and then people were trying to reclaim theirs, and I said at that time that we should all paint our name on our floating docks. Well, I haven't done that, but I intend to do it this afternoon, but it's, you know, it could be passed along. I know y'all got more important things than that, but for everybody else here, and if you know anybody, it's a good idea, because when they're all washed up and piled up, it's hard to determine what is yours.
It is, and from a law enforcement perspective, we will ask the person making the claim to show us a serial number or an owner applied number or something that could identify that as his, even a picture, take a picture of the dock in place. If it has anything you can compare to a dock that's found down the street, that'd help law enforcement sort out these disputes over
problems.
12-15 feet.
One thing I haven't heard mentioned is RV evacuations. Should that be done as soon as we can, or?
Yes, I had a call this morning, and thank you for reminding me of that. And someone had asked about places for people to pull and park their RVs and boats, especially people from out of town, like Georgia people. And they had mentioned, could the sports complex parking lot be used? And so I told her that we would discuss that, but to be telling people to take them where they took them before. And of course, you know, the first thing she said was, well, before they, a lot of people parked them at the entrance to Dinkle Beach. And so with this kind of storm, I said, well, then if they don't feel safe doing that, find somewhere else. But, and then somebody mentioned that someone was checking on the old Kmart parking lot, and
that would be the best place.
That's confirmed that they're allowed to be at Kmart.
Okay, the only thing about the sports complex is, I mean, does anybody have a take on that other than me?
I prefer it be somewhere else, but I would too. I mean, if you can get it out of asphalt, it's even better than getting it out there on the field. Mm-hmm. We're trying to maintain the law.
Well, we definitely would not want it on the field.
No, but
then how would you keep that from occurring?
Yeah, right.
And once it happens, it's done then, you know.
And I would steer everybody to a parking lot, like a Kmart parking lot, to where I would open that.
Kmart parking lot is available or is not? I missed that.
It is.
All right, well, that was a lot of it.
Yes, it will.
So a company out of Jackson Hill that Randy Hathcock maintained it for them. And he, so.
We're confirmed that we said it's okay. We can share that publicly.
Yes.
Okay.
And, I guess that's all. I'm going to have a question for the police chief. I can ask you too, because we do have traffic lights coming into town and that's in the county. And, you know, before we had these traffic jams, and I don't know how they've got 19 out there, if they still got one lane on each road tied up.
They do.
I'm not sure about the traffic.
Today they do.
They are?
They're working.
We have a couple of small generators, and I've asked Chrissy to hold those back for traffic lights. Just in the event of power failure like we had last time with large amounts of traffic. Was that such a question?
The difference between Irma and this time, you know, is it's coming right up the middle of the state, and DOT put all those resources on the interstate and so forth. So with it coming in more localized here, they you may be able to get the generators, you know, from DOT easier. Before they had 700, and they were out on the interstate.
We'll certainly ask.
I know you will, sure.
We need all the help we can get. Now, the sheriff spoke to the governor twice yesterday, and he said anything we need to ask. But, of course, if we're not as heavily impacted as the western counties are, you know, they're going to get a lot of their state resources, and we'll get what we can. But we're going to ask early if we know there's something that we don't need.
Water. For my Econfina, not all lines, also, I like to make sure that we've got a water buffalo in case they lose power for a long time down there. Do we have that ready, or will we have it ready?
We have one that's operable, and
we'll
have it ready to go.
And do we have access to bottled water? Okay.
We're working on bottled water and some other things.
Chief, yes, second part of the call this morning. We're going to send pallets of water. We'll store those at the EOC and the Connex box out back, and snacks for the shelter. We're going to have them delivered to the school today.
And sandbags.
Yes, they've started.
Sandbags are available behind the road department, and the sheriff work crew has a few inmates over there filling bags, and they're giving 25 per resident.
25. What about Steenhouse?
Right.
We need to open up something there. if y'all all want me to do that.
If we can get a site down there, we can certainly get the manpower down there to help those citizens get with that.
And how long will, how late, what are the hours someone can go in there and get them?
Well, we can set that. We certainly can.
Is that a roll-off question? Having some staff there?
Excuse me. Dan, can we do, did it work okay at the fire station last time?
The only issue we ran into in the past going to the station was if the EMS and fire crews are out on calls, that there was nobody there.
And they stole our shovels.
They stole some sandbags too, the whole pound, I think.
So that's what we ran into, and that's the thing we switched into.
Then the roll-off would be, and those hours, whatever the roll-off is, would be the logical place. Toward, you know, Hank could haul some sand down for us. Did that work?
Doug, last on Spring Warrior was kind of, they dropped the ball on putting somebody on the road there to keep people from going in. They had a lot of stuff went missing. So when you talk to the sheriff at the meeting today, remind him that need somebody at Spring Warrior.
Yes, sir. I'll do that. Yes, sir. Mr. Page, I'm going to circle back around and give you those numbers on the storm surge again.
Okay.
From the state, it was 8 to 12 feet.
8 to 12?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
If it hits at high tide, which is 4 and a half.
8 to 12 surge?
Yes, sir.
At high tide?
Yes, sir.
Now, in terms of the far out areas like Spring Warrior, Mandalay,
and
Infina, all through there, will someone be going through there to say, or do we need to go? Or how is that being handled? Let people know that they need to start making plans to evacuate.
Well, yes, ma'am. We're going to make those assignments today at our 1:30 meeting. And remember, our schools will be closed for the next 3 days. So we've got 7 school resource officers. We're going to put those out to augment our patrol deputies, and we're going to put them to work as well.
Good. That's good use of those folks when school's out.
Yes, sir. Sheriff asked about a special needs shelter for Taylor County. He's hearing from the citizens that they want to be sheltered in Taylor County and not have to go to Tallahassee or another adjacent county that has a shelter that can take them and serve their needs. We reached out to the Department of Health. It's just such short notice, we can't get that done for this event. But he's told me to make that a priority of EM to identify a building that does qualify for a shelter. And let's work toward establishing a special needs shelter for the citizens of Taylor County to stay in Taylor County when the next storm comes through. So just wanted to share that with you.
If there are people that need to leave and with special needs, and if they have to go to another area, does Big Bend or anybody, if they don't have transportation, and there are people that do not have transportation or are able to drive, do we have any means to help them?
We're working on the call down list to notify and make contact with all the citizens that we know have special needs.
Yes, and Big Bend is one of the providers that pick them up, yes, ma'am. And the health department is doing a call down for me as we speak.
Okay. Then for the shelter at the schools, people are going to ask us if they can take their pets, like dogs and cats. Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes, that's set up already, yes, ma'am.
And what are the rules? They have to have a kennel or?
Yes.
Yes.
There are rules.
And they're all food?
Yes.
They're all food?
They'll have some if you don't have any, but yes.
Okay.
We'll have it this spring like we did last year.
Did we have an estimated time we're going to open that shelter?
2 o'clock tomorrow.
2 o'clock.
Christy, I know Betty's going to ask me 19 questions. What's your phone number?
My phone number?
Yes.
43.
843.
One thing to remind for the PIO information at the beach, you know, when power goes off, the water will be still be on, which it's better for them as long as they have generator power to keep the water on, but grinders will not work. So there'll be no toilet or anything at the beach once the meters are pulled. And have you heard from Big Ben? I don't know whether Big Ben pulls theirs or not, and I forgot to check that.
Haven't heard that they were going to do
that yet.
I don't know. Well, I mean, that's, you know, you need to get that word out if they are, but I'm not sure whether they do or not. I know, Tri-County will pull the meters at Ecofina and all the coastal areas, and they include, you know, I mean, they're the provider for Steinhatchee as well. So if there's somewhere in flood zone down there, they'll pull those meters as well.
I have a gallon of water in my hand pump. It's ready to be primed, so I'm ready.
Gallon will do it.
Yes, sir.
So I want to reemphasize then, what I think I heard you say was that once the winds reach 45 miles an hour, that's when, is that what you said?
Sustained.
Sustained.
Then
we won't go in after anybody. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We should have an input. And once we at that point, dispatch will still not take the calls, but it gets to a point where it's unsafe for the responder to go out at that point.
We'll stagger the calls for service until it's safe for our people to go out. Now, I say that, I'm going to tell you this, we're going to leave those life and death decisions to our supervisors on the ground. If they think they can go in and get somebody to save them, we're going to let them make that decision.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. One more thing, and I haven't relayed this on to you, and it's something that has come up, and I haven't talked to Dan about it, but a shelter of last resort. There are a couple of locations where shelter of last resort, maybe more than two. The volunteer fire station at Keaton Beach, for those people who...
We're going to have to look at that, because if we're looking at a 12-foot storm surge, that very likely won't be an option.
And the same with Steinhatchee School, which is in a 12-foot surge zone as well. So, but shelters of last resort. I know that Steinhatchee is not a Red Cross shelter, but it's certainly, I know your staff will probably house there until they can any longer. And, you know, the people in Steinhatchee, many of them do evacuate, but several of them will not. But they, you know, if that shelter of last resort is available in the time of need, then, you know, just be prepared for that.
That's what our deputies typically do, is they use that stage for that very last call that they can reach out and grab somebody from their last minute.
You go ahead.
Go ahead.
If things go the wrong way and the canals are all filled up with docks and junk, the county has a contract already in place with a large company that will come in here and clean up all this stuff. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Remember the mess we got into last time?
Yes, sir.
And I still haven't forgotten all that. Just follow the protocol. We already got it in place. We might not be able to get the canals all cleaned up by Saturday, but sometimes better to wait a day or two.
Yes, sir.
Follow the prescribed procedure.
Excuse me. Unfortunately, we're right in the middle of stone crab, putting the traps out, you know, and of course it would be if the storm hit this week, impossible to do a local contractor to get all that done in time before the 15th, you know. So, but I just remember back with Hermine, that was the big deal. Mm-hmm. Need it cleaned out before storm crab season. Well, we're right in the middle of it now.
Sounds like we're going to face the same scenario this time.
And but who's our, kind of, is it Crab Health?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've already spoke to them. I'm just waiting to see if it gets, when they need to come in.
Yeah, they'll probably have somebody in your UFC if...
Do you have any kind of a chart yet that gives a timeline of when maybe this 45 mile an hour sustained winds may occur? Have they gone that far yet? Any predictions?
Did they have something on the overhead, Chris? Did you capture that?
The wind should be in your package.
Yeah.
The wind, there's not a page number, but tropical storm force winds will arrive here Tuesday, it looks like 8 p.m. maybe. We don't have a lot of time. And as far as our need here, this is the least of our worries, but I guess it's...
And I can't call these contractors. They'll move as much material away from the coast as they can. I think I know they're working on that, but it's about 80% complete.
Yes.
Just running out of the wind speed, just to give you a reference. So like the time that they gave, that's when we're gonna start seeing an increase in winds. That's not sustained winds there. Now the last two hurricanes, I think there's only been one time that we shut down emergency traffic or emergency response for less than 30 minutes. Now this is a different storm, it could be a lot larger, you know, it could be a bigger time period, but it's traditionally not something that when we say we're shutting down services, it's not a two-day event. It's usually a couple of hours and then it passes and it goes by far enough, and that would be a worst case. But in the last two hurricanes, say there was, I think, one time we suspended it for like 30 minutes. It's not a very large time period.
Yes, thank you for that. Chair, for discussion, how will we, I know we're going to, a volunteer evacuation order, but it needs to escalate probably to a mandatory evacuation. I'm just talking about logistics as far as doing it. Today with a voluntary until tomorrow at 8 a.m. then it's mandatory, or how would we word that as for the motion in the document?
Well, wouldn't it determine where the storm was going to hit and,
well,
when? You might be getting your cart before your horse with regard to that. If you say there's a voluntary evacuation starting, Chuck, tomorrow, for lack of a better term, with the standby that there very well may be a mandatory by Wednesday at such and such, standby, and we'll let you know. That would be my thinking on that, because I don't know that you want to do a mandatory and then it doesn't even hit and everybody's gone and then you got problems with you know who.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying there.
Yeah.
You know, it's all there and everybody's gone and it's,
well, if I can interject, your motion would give the sheriff the authority to do the mandatory, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And we can watch that from call to call to see the path of the storm if it continues on its current track, then we certainly can move forward with a mandatory tomorrow. But if it shifts further to the west and it takes us out of that major storm surge corridor, then we very well could just leave it at a voluntary. But I think you're right, just play it call to call and see.
And mandatory, you can't make them leave even with a mandatory. So it's highly suggested, but you can't make them. Anybody else on the board have any more questions?
Chuck, you said you did have a contractor lined up in line to handle it if it did go south.
The county has a contractor in place.
That way we wouldn't have to be standing in line waiting for a contractor.
Yes, sir. And Christy is...
I've already reached out to them.
Okay.
They're ready.
We'll make sure they, you know, Tallahassee had to run into that situation than everybody else did a few times, a few years ago. They didn't line them up ahead of time, so they had to wait their turn.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So let me ask you something.
Yes.
I know we're talking about. The contractor that's going to be here to help clean up. Now, what about the other part of the county? Is that contractor that large?
Oh, yeah.
He's large enough to clean up the whole West Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, plus we have a secondary contractor, that is available. And we can use our local, people as a last resort.
They can sub out.
Sub out. But we do have a second contractor who is.
Series.
Series is our second. Who is our primary during termine?
We should be primary.
We should be.
It sounds like.
It's now Hurricane Michael.
It's now Hurricane?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask if anybody else has any questions for, the emergency management sheriff's department, and then I'll see if anybody else wants to come from the city or anybody else wants to come speak. So, does anybody else have any questions for Chuck?
Ms. Pam, I have one question. Sheriff had asked about the courthouse, any kind of considerations for the courthouse closures and any.
It's a good thought, Pam, you thought of it.
We talked about our staff, and we talked about, giving them the option of leaving after 12 o'clock tomorrow, having to come in the morning, sleep, get organized, or whatever we need to do, and then.
But how does it sound for the courthouse closure tomorrow?
I can't close my office until the chief judge offers. Everybody else can go to the court, so you can get that authorization from the chief judge, and there, whoever what is going on, I'm running to the chief judge.
Let Pam and Lorna know, and pass that on.
We'll get them in their court and front door as long as you'll have to hear.
Okay, anybody else got any questions for Chuck?
Do we need to approve a resolution declaring a local state of emergency?
That would be proper at this time, yes.
So later for.
Okay.
We've got one, all we got to do is print it out, we're ready to go. Right, Lorna?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to read it.
Is there a motion to read this resolution?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida declaring a state of local emergency, waiving procedures and formalities during the period of such emergencies, authorizing and directing the Taylor County Emergency Management Director to take whatever prudent actions as may be necessary to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the community pursuant to this declaration. And we need to change that we're changing that as whereas tropical, not whereas hurricane, Michael, Hurricane Terrible, I'm going to call it, is expected to make landfall on Tuesday, October the 9th, 2018. It says possibly producing storm surge and threatening the public health. I would say is going to
forecast two.
So change that to that. Okay. And then that gives you all the authorities and so forth.
And it's for 7 days.
The state of emergency is in effect from when to when now?
From the time you pass this resolution today, if you in fact pass it, for 7 days.
7 days, okay.
So next Monday, more than likely, you're going to reinstate it. More than likely. I mean, just to be on the safe side, I'd be regular to do that. Because you have to do it in 7 day increments, y'all. If there's anybody here to do it.
Motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
I'm not looking.
All opposed, say so. Motion carries. Okay, any more? Yes.
Yes.
Order. Okay. Ask our folks for parking. I've been up through South Carolina where, you know, or some farm was devastated on National Park, big timber. And young brother can tell us more about it. I know big timber was harmed, but it's nothing you can do but just try to salvage what you can after it's all closed down.
Are you having words of wisdom for us?
I don't have any words of wisdom, so if it don't come here, but if it does happen, I've seen it in the past where they have issued permits and everything to allow you to move over E. Everything they can possibly do to support it is what we will do. Really, we're here to help our weakness.
Well, I know it's been devastated times for us.
There many trees blow down in Thales County that get over 100 miles an hour.
That's right.
There are many power lines.
A lot of power lines. Anybody else have any questions for forestry?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Commissioner Spradlin?
I don't have any more questions, but I think it would be prudent that if we did declare, we declared a local state of emergency, but the board should initiate the voluntary evacuation order. That's within our purview. And then the sheriff, under his purview, can escalate it to a mandatory evacuation order as necessary. Does that make sense?
Sure.
You go ahead and make a motion.
We're good with that.
Yeah. So I'd like to make a motion that the board of county commissioners
initiate
a voluntary evacuation order for all coastal and low-lying areas of Taylor County, to include mobile homes and RVs.
Beginning
today.
Now. Okay, we have a
motion. Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner. Anybody else have a question for Chuck or the Forestry Department? Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend.
Anybody else want to come forward? Anybody have anything to say? Fire Chief, you got anything else? Hank?
I don't know if they're going to do this or not, but I need to
set up.
We thought we could set up some kind of call center for overtime or whatever. Something we need to look at. I don't know.
May I
call center for something?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I'll let finance know. Yeah, we'll be.
I know over the Labor Day weekend, we had this other event. I think your salary involved.
Yeah.
And Scott's salary. And you all gave up a Labor Day weekend and did a lot of extra work.
Yes.
Do our work rules allow you to take some comp time to compensate you?
I have people
when to work.
I have 54 hours over the 2 weekends.
Okay. Or a declared state of emergency.
Sorry.
During a declared state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. This year we compensate. Not right now. Good work.
Yes.
One more thing, Madam Chair. We're going to activate the EOC and that will begin in the morning at 9 a.m. We'll be full activation, so we'll let everybody know.
Thank you. Anybody else have any questions? Anything to say? Yes.
A couple things. The ethics training class for tomorrow, they're going to reschedule that. Some of y'all were thinking about.
Could you find out if it counts toward our FAC?
I have not received an answer back from Florida Association of Counties, but my understanding was that it did, but they have not confirmed that yet.
One of them, we also want commission to cancel Thursday workshop, board workshop. Dr. Hutchins was asking about it. This wasn't going to be a workshop. We talked about Pot 3 money. That was going to be the no campus. So we're not canceling that particular workshop.
Just our regular meetings this week.
Yes, we
would
like.
Are canceled.
Yes, we would like to.
I agree with that.
Yeah, we don't need to have any meetings Thursday.
Anybody else got anything you want to ask or say?
Well, the information is we go further. How would the county commission get that information? By telephone?
Telephone, text,
How would you prefer, sir? We'll make it telephone, email?
Email, fine. I'm going to get power.
Yeah.
You can email me, but if it's something big, call me.
Yeah.
If it's something big, we'll call you.
Okay. Do you have my cell phone? 850. 838-6861. And if you got an email, Dave Tom Dent.
No, it's not.
I'm sure Chris has got it.
We've got them all.
We got it.
I want to thank y'all for what you've done in preparing for this. And it sounds like you've covered all the bases, and we really appreciate your dedication and your hard work. And I know you'll keep up with us. And I might just to. When y'all have these meetings, I want to know as soon as you have the meetings what's going on. I know everybody else does too. And I want to thank everybody else, our fire chief, fire department, our road department, the chief of police, the city staff, and a forestry for helping us. And anyone else involved, we really appreciate it. And I don't know what else we can do, but if there is something else that we can do, you know, just let us know.
I do. And thank you for the kind words. And we're successful because of our staff and our partners and the support we get from the sheriff and the board and what we have to do for the citizens. So thank you all.
Well, we all in it together. We're in it together.
We got council. I'm going to tell you, Dr. Plunk tomorrow.
I just got this now. Received an email from Becky Berenson with the Board Association of Counties. The ethics training that was just canceled will suffice, and I asked her to check her records for each commissioner, and everyone needs to